On to item 8, staff case closures. Mr. Packard.
Okay, we have one staff closed case for a gas station in Atascadero, and that's staff closes them when they have reached cleanup goals and no longer are a threat to water quality. And then we have two recommended closures, and these come to the agenda when they're approaching cleanup goals but have not quite made it, but in staff's opinion are no longer worth the value of further oversight. So we're proposing that they be closed. One is a former Shell station in San Luis Obispo. They've been investigating and cleaning up since 2002, and cleanup actions have included excavation, groundwater extraction, soil vapor extraction, and air sparging. Groundwater contaminant concentrations have decreased several orders of magnitude and are approaching cleanup levels. The other one is an ARCO in Atascadero, and contamination was first discovered here in 1989. There is remaining in groundwater slightly elevated levels of MTBE and tributyl alcohol, but they are approaching cleanup levels also, and we're proposing to have the responsible parties destroy those wells and close the cases. And we'll do that unless the board has any objections.
Okay. Any board comments or questions?
Just
Dr. Hunter.
Yeah, I see the table with the target for closures. And can you just fill me in just a little bit more about what the process is in terms of the 17 that are still listed and the 12?
Okay. I'll invite John to...
Oh, thank you, John. Yeah, I just want to know how the staff is going to approach those.
Okay, so what we do, John Robertson, Regional Board staff, what we do is we look at how we performed over... those are our targets. The 17 and the 12 are our target for the fiscal year going forward. And so that's... we develop those targets based on how we performed relative to our targets the previous year, what we know about... in the case of underground tanks, the status of the cleanup fund, is it compensating rapidly or not? That can slow or speed up the pace of cleanup. In the case of site cleanup program, one thing that's factoring in, and some of these explanations I placed in the off-site staff report last time as we tried to summarize how we did in our just closed fiscal year. With respect to site cleanup program cases, that's more driven by the state of the economy. Our bank's lending, is redevelopment occurring? Because redevelopment really is the driving engine behind site cleanup, you know, dry cleaner sites and those types of things. So we try to factor those types of variables into our projections for the coming fiscal year. The 17 for underground storage tanks is the same as last fiscal year. And we did, if I recall, we did not quite meet our target last year. I think we're a little bit shy of our target last year.
But these are not the same 17. In other words,
no,
I recall that
correct.
Chris, you know, in his report, one update we had last year, talked about the fact that funds were,
tight. Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah. I wasn't clear if that's the same 17.
So we closed those, let go of them. This is a new 17. For this region and our direct oversight authority, we have about 250 underground tank sites. And this would be 17 of those 250 that we would be closing this fiscal year, different from the 17 we closed last year. Those are gone. Does that answer the question?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, and I'm glad to hear that. With Chris's forecast, you know, last time it seemed like we would be seeing a real slowdown, and I'm optimistic from your report that we may be able to continue at least at the same pace, not lose ground.
Yeah.
Okay.
One interesting point that we found is, you know, part of this is evaluating our own performance as an agency too. This is a tool for us to see how are we doing. What we've learned in the last years, we're great at getting a site from discovery to meeting the water quality objectives to what we just did with those last two board items. What we're finding that we struggle with, partially as an agency and partially really as a getting the regulated entities to come along with is that last little step of well abandonment. We get a lot of projects that are right there, and they seem to hang up there. And it's almost mystifying to us because we think that the property owner would like to be done with us. You know, that's the last act they have to do to get their closure letter from us. But we found that a fair number of sites hang up in that last step. And Chris and I are strategizing. How can we change that? How can we accelerate right in that last part? But that's something that, you know, as we watch our performance measures, we see that happening.
Well, it'd be interesting to see what new strategies and outcomes.
Yeah.
Because it would maybe just seem that there's a hand-holding process that could maybe shift that trend.
Yeah, how do we incentivize getting that last
little bit incentives,
done?
Yeah, spelled out. Okay. Well, thanks.
You bet.
Okay, thank you. Any other comments or questions? That was item 8. Why don't we move on to item 9?